This one is called Bone Shaker, and then I'll explain later. That was a style called percussive guitar. I actually picked that up by watching videos on YouTube all the time. I actually don't play guitar. Guitar I picked up at 16. My main instrument is the piano. I've been playing classical piano since the age of six. And all I was able to do was take, like, the style that I play on the piano and transpose it onto the guitar. And then by watching all these people do it online, I started developing my own technique. I'm not the first person to do this, no, not at all, but I'd like to think my style is somewhat unique, hopefully. But I'll play a composition on the piano now. I wrote this piece when I was 16. It's about the ocean. It's called The Waves. So I started off with piano, and then I started picking up the guitar by watching things online, and that's when I thought, well, why stop there? Why not just keep learning more and more obscure, strange things and expanding my musical repertoire. I started writing orchestra pieces as well. And then I saw videos of people doing things like body percussion, and that made me want to do that. So I started doing things like this. That's a lot of fun. And for my final parlor trick, I started watching videos of people playing different instruments as well, like maybe the mandolin or the harmonica. Picked that up as well. Speak about on the dead stage is the same thing. I say that we have so much information available to us online. We can just use it to do anything. I mean, I'm trying to just keep getting better and better, and by learning everything that's already there, can you imagine what we can achieve if we just decide to use all that information? And I'll end with one guitar composition.
Anything you've discovered lately that you've been working on? Any new instruments you're picking up, or techniques, or filmmaking, or?
Yeah, I made two short films. One of them was just in October, previous October. It was selected for the New York Independent Film Festival, The Waves. I've submitted it to a few other film festivals, so I'll hear from them. But that was very cool. I love telling stories with my work. So like the music is just one aspect of what I want to do. And when I head back to Boston right now, I'm working on an orchestra piece, which I'll be conducting on the 27th of February.
Did you learn to conduct by looking at the web?
A lot of it, yeah. But mostly, I have a classical music background.
Yeah.
So that aspect of the music, I had already learned, but yeah, conducting, I just watched a lot of people and got a lot of guidance from people at Berklee. Berklee's been incredible. And I'll be heading to the main TED conferences in Vancouver in March. So I'll be speaking and performing there, hopefully. That'll be very cool. A lot of things to look forward to. This is another piece I wrote when I was 16 called Shimmer. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow. Now go home, watch something on YouTube. Bring it back to us. Maybe we'll put you right here. That was amazing.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. You enjoy it.